sod breaking.
One bottom plow. Okay. Two bottom. Okay. Three bottom.
Would a plow be the same thing as a lister?
No.
All right.
No, a lister is a V shape, and it throws the dirt and makes a furrow, and throws up a ridge. And a plow throws all the dirt one way, and it makes one furrow. But when you come around the next time, you cover that furrow up. And a lister makes a furrow that you leave, and throw ridges.
What other kinds of, in the old days, if you can think back, what other kinds of tools did they use in farming?
Well, they used spike-tooth harrows, which they use very little nowadays because it makes your ground real fine and can blow. And they used discs, or disc harrows, they called them. And those were usually discs that throw the dirt both ways, and usually... Well, back in the horse-drawn days, they were about 8 feet wide. And, of course, then on the ranches, they used mowers and rakes, and they used hay bucks. After they raked the hay in the windrow, they'd use hay bucks and pick up the hay and bring it into a stacker. And on the stacker, my uncle always used a certain team on his stacker, and the hay buck would bring the hay up and put it on the stacker, and then the horses would walk forward, and as they walked forward, well, I raised the hay up, and then my uncle pulled a rope, he dumped it, and they backed up, and the hay stacker came down again. I think they called that an overshot stacker.
Overshot.
I think that's what they called it.
Did you ever hear of anything called a Mormon stacker?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about a slip?
A slip? Now, a slip here would be, what they call a slip here would be a same thing as a Fresno. Or it was a large scoop that you hook a horse on, and it's got two handles on, you run into the ground and get like two or three wheelbarrows of dirt. That was a slip.
Kind of an earth mover.
An earth mover, yeah.
Old time earth mover. Yeah. Would that be the same thing as a buck scraper, or is that term familiar to you?
No.
Buck scraper?
No, it isn't.
Okay. Just a couple of other pronunciation items. The things that they used to shear sheep with is called a... What do you call that thing that used to cut the wool off of a sheep?
Oh, gosh, I can't think now.
I think it's spelled S-H-E-A-R-S.
Or shear? Okay. I thought there was another name for it, but I couldn't think what it is.
Okay. How about the thing you nail nails into the wall with?
A hammer?
Yeah. And the thing I drove up in is a...
car or automobile?
Okay. Now, did your father own any guns?
He had a few, but not too many.
Okay. What kinds? I'm wondering what kind of guns people had in the old days.
Well, my dad wasn't much on guns. My mother was a lot better shot than my dad. She had a 22 rifle, and dad had a 12 gauge Winchester, and dad had a revolver. I think it was a 38. And I think that's about the size of it.
What, the thing you put into a rifle is called a what?
A bullet.
Okay.
Or a shell.
Okay. Would you ever use the word cartridge?
Occasionally.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Cartridge.
Okay. Now, did they have different kinds of wagons on the farm in the old days, or was there...
Well, I suppose they did. They had... Of course, here they were just known as corn shucking wagons, and wagons is a little bit out of a 4 minute time.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Do you remember once they got motorized vehicles? Did they have different kinds of trucks, or can you remember different kinds of trucks that would have been used on them?
Trucks?
Yes.
No, I don't. Other than with kids, the thing that you were familiar with was whether it was a Chevrolet or a Ford or a hard-tired truck or a truck with air in the tires. And of course, whatever your folks had, that was the best.